Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
coal mining, shipbuilding, heavy industry.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another week of episodes of our show. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing. Today, we are beginning a series of Perfect Pop episodes, and we want to thank everyone who contributed to this. We got a whole bunch of submissions. Really, everybody rallied around when we put the call out. We are doing our Suburbs Fest, as you may know, this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you still want to make a last-minute impulsive trip, you can join us in the DMV. Everything gets started at 9 p.m. Thursday night at the Runaway. We've got an excellent concert at Hank Diedel's on Friday, and then a big blowout with Hootenanny and Live Band Karaoke on Saturday. So hop in the car, drive down, and see us for at least one night. We'd love to see you. So during this week, it's busy here at Suburbs Pod HQ with a lot of details and last-minute things that we're putting together. So we thought we'd do a week of Perfect Pop episodes. Been a staple of our podcast since as long as we have been running it, that's for sure. Some episodes this week will have a couple different picks on the show, and some will have just one, like today. And hope everybody enjoys them. I want to introduce this first submission. This is a pick from Malcolm Bamford. He's a man who I have become acquainted with over the past year or so. He does an excellent podcast called the Premier League Gambling Podcast, and he also works for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And those who know me know that's something I'm very interested in. There was a while this summer where Malcolm was working on the MLB podcast and also on some other stuff that he does, and I was listening to him like every day and have become a big fan of his show, him and his partner in crime, Barry Penaluna, hoping to have them on the program at some point. So I just wanted to set that up for you. This will be the first time you'll hear Malcolm's voice on our show, and I'm very proud and happy that he called in with a perfect pop selection. So with that, we are going to head up to Newcastle upon Tyne, and here is Malcolm Bamford.
Hi, Pat. Hi, everybody. Thank you for putting up with me, for having me on. I started listening to Pat's show because he listened to mine. And we ended up chatting about various things. And then when I heard on one of the episodes the Perfect Pop segment of the show and Pat's appeal for contributions to that segment, I thought I would challenge myself, put myself out of my comfort zone. And because I talk about English football, that's my show, pretty different to what I'm trying to achieve here. And what a challenge it is as well. I mean, how do you pick one song from the tens of thousands of songs that have come and gone in your life? I really wanted to choose something that obviously represents me, my personality, but also I kind of felt obliged to represent my country, to represent my region. I don't know how many English people, how many Northern English people that Pat's had on the show or have contributed to this segment before. But I'm from Newcastle upon Tyne, which is up in the northeast of England, about 6 miles inland, up on the Northumberland coast here. It's a really big, famous industrial city, a big coal mining town historically, and shipbuilding. So heavy industry is what the northeast and what Newcastle are famous for. And while the band I've chosen are primarily from the northwest of the country, the themes are kind of similar. Those themes of working class people, of beautiful, rugged landscapes. And you get a pulse and vigour like a cannon that run deep through this area and kind of all the endeavours that do come out of this region. Choosing the song, I mean, what I started to do was close off certain avenues, and that led me to my destination song here. I had to decide whether I wanted an upbeat or a dancey song or something a little bit more wistful. I call them like Friday night or Monday night songs, Now, I'm all for a Friday night song. I love a dance. I love disco and rock and pop and all sorts. But I do think music's at its best when it's melancholy. And so I decided to opt for a Monday night song. And having done that, I then wanted something from my part of the world. Like I say, I want the north of England has a really strong personality, has a really strong identity and accent. And a lot of my favorite artists represent Americana, US country, folk, and roots. But I did feel this obligation to find something from my region. The song itself is by a band called I Am Clute. They were formed in Manchester in 1999. And the height of their power is around about 2010. They were nominated for the Mercury Music Prize for their album, The Sky at Night, which is the biggest critically acclaimed award you get in British music. And then you started looking at the spider's web of kind of influences that makes its way out from I Am Clute. And you can see it's tangled up with people and lyricists that I love, that I've grown up with, that I've always listened to. So people like Ian Brody of the Lightning Seeds producing songs for them. Guy Garvey from Elbow, a band you'll probably be familiar with, who recorded with I Am Clute. I Am Clute being supported by the Libertines. What a huge band they were. So the fingerprints from all the music that I love is all over this song and all over this band. Something that I'm pleased I've learned with experience is that, kind of unlike when you're a teenager or in your 20s, you feel that music or books or film, whatever it is, has to be kind of far-reaching or profound or life-affirming, life-changing. And actually, I'm kind of delighted to report that it doesn't have to be that way, and that most of the time, something simple, something that stands alone, is enough. Now, I love a person who doesn't waste a word, a person who never says a commonplace thing. So lyrics and words are something that I've always really been drawn to more than the music. I'm a big Bob Dylan man. And like I say, that's gone all the way through now to my love of writers like John Brownwell, the writer of this song for I Am Clute. They really capture that. This song references the coast a lot. I've said we live up here in the northeast. The Northumberland coast is on the doorstep, and it's just absolutely magnificent. It sounds to me a bit, I take it for granted. I never sort of choose to go up there, but every now and then I find myself up there by accident, whether I'm working or I might be taking my boy to football, and you kind of find yourself up on the Northumberland coast, and then it just dawns on you all over again just how stunning it is. There's castles and bays and bluffs and there's nobody there. It's empty for a mile upon mile of the most stunning beaches. If you ever get a chance, go and visit. And also it's a song that just deals with common themes that we all experience. Looking back, going back, what would have happened if you took a different route through life, if you'd made different decisions. And making the same mistakes again and again and again, which is something I'm an absolute expert at. And that for me is reassuring that I'm not the only one. It's very much part of the human condition. So, yeah, I think that covers it, really. Thank you for indulging me. I hope you enjoy the song. And, it's called Northern Skies, and it's by I Am Clute.
Above there are no stars tonight, just northern skies, reflected light upon your face. Some people think stars rule our lives, some people, they think otherwise, they can be replaced. Where did you go on that big black night? Take the coast road back through your life. See the sand, the moon, the stars that shine the light, and say, well, they'll do all right for me. We shroud our lives in mysteries, brooding stars and stars. stormy seas if we have any sense. Storm clouds roll are free to break, and we're free to make the same mistakes again and again. Where shall we go on that big black night? Shall we take the coast road back through our lives? See the sand, the moon, the stars that shine alike, and say, well, they'll do all right without me. Reflected light, fields of snow. Some people think stars rule a lot.
Most of the time, something simple, something that stands alone, is enough.